Well, good evening. This is Carlotta Waldman, and I'd like to welcome you for more Crosswalk Talk. We are so excited this evening because God is on the move in here in 2012, and we have lots of news to share. I'm an ordained minister of counseling, minister to ministers, seminar leader, author of two major equipping websites for your benefit. That's crosswalklife.com and nowfaith.tv. Crosswalk Talk is your opportunity to hear what God is doing today, not what He used to do, and to learn more about how you can get the biblical teaching and training you've been wanting without even leaving your home. You can get it online at nowfaith.tv. Tonight we're going to hear more about what God's doing, a couple true stories of restoration. I hope we'll have some live testimonies tonight. And we're going to be talking about how to break the power of generational sins and curses. Now, you know how I gravitate toward these controversial issues, but I think somebody needs to at least share the scriptures that these teachings are based on, and then you can decide for yourself. Having been an educator in two Bible schools, I like to throw the scriptures out there, you know, have a discussion, give everybody a chance to present their side, and then you can decide for yourself. You can hear the Holy Spirit if you're a believer, and you can discern the teaching. You can discern the scripture and find out what God wants you to know. I personally want to start with a protection prayer tonight. I know the enemy likes to get in on these controversial things, and he wants us to focus on our opinions or what we've been taught in the past, or dispensations, and some people believe in those and some people don't. I personally believe that God's the same today, yesterday, and forever. But I want to pray a protection prayer so that whatever happens, that the devil isn't part of it. Amen? So, Lord, we just thank You, thank You, thank You that we have Your Holy Spirit in us, if we're believers, if we're born again, that we have Jesus Christ, the fullness of the Godhead in us. And You tell us what is truth. You help us discern the lie from the error and the truth. And we thank You, Lord. We thank You that You are not only the power of the Holy Spirit in us, but that Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And everything You have, we have inside us. And so we thank You, Lord. We thank You that for all those that have taught us in the past. And I know I've had to change my theology several times on some things. And so we just come in humbly, just humbly to hear what You would show us tonight. And we come together in power of agreement to cancel every assignment of the enemy against us, our pets, possession, and property, and against this program, against all those that would hear it tonight, but also all the many, many, many more downloads in the future. So we cancel every assignment of the enemy to bring in confusion, to cause there to be any spirit of debate or criticism or argument or anything. That's not the spirit that I come in. As an educator, I like to present the verses and let You reveal to all of us, Holy Spirit. So we thank You. We give You the glory ahead of time. We ask You for words of knowledge, words of wisdom, and prophetic words tonight as I minister to callers. And we just want You to have all the glory, Lord. You to have all the glory, because none of us knows it all. Only You know it all. We just come humbly at Your feet to receive from You. So we thank You, Lord. I thank You for the awesome privilege of living here in the end times, of being a vessel of honor in Your kingdom. We thank You for the expansion that You're bringing to us and our spheres of influence and our ministries, and that we all have more than enough in You. We thank You that we don't live in the natural economy. We live in the kingdom economy. Amen. We thank You for new opportunities, the new open doors, new connections. This has been so exciting. Lord, I even thank You for uvu.com. This mentoring opportunity is something else, that we can see each other. I thank You for it was like a visitation that we had, what was that, Sunday already, where there was just supernaturally this halo of light around my head. I thank You for the open vision that You gave us, that like you know, we were like in the throne room with you. And I just thank you that you have spoken to your people through vision all the way through the Bible, and you are the same today as you were yesterday. And Lord, I just pray right now, and anyone that wants to agree with me can, and say, Lord, if it's in the Bible, if it's your will, if anybody can have it, I want it. Amen. No matter what I've been taught about it, if it's in the Bible, if it's your will, if anybody can have it, I want it, Lord. Amen. So tonight we're going to be talking about something that really affects every family on the planet, whether they believe in it or not, because there are some things in the Bible that are mentioned emphatically, and it doesn't say like it's optional or existential. It says this is the way it is. So I want to throw some verses out there and see what you say. In Exodus 20, 4 through 6, it talks about God being a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate him. And so you might say, well, first of all, I don't hate God. But God takes a lot of things personally. There are sins in the family that he felt hated when people chose these sins or these resources or these sources, occult sources, for instance, instead of him. A lot of people are trying to mix the New Age and the Christianity together. Exodus 21, well, I'm not going to go into that much detail. Let's see. Let's go straight to Deuteronomy 11. It says, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. Now, that's familiar. Some people really get spazzed out over the idea that God has set up curses in the Bible. First of all, they want to say that all curses are totally originating with the devil. But they haven't read Deuteronomy 28. Or Deuteronomy 11, and what God says is, you know, if you obey me, if you love me, you come under the fountain of blessing. If you choose to hate me, to go after the occult, to live in defiance and disobedience, then you bring curses upon yourself. So it's not like God is doing it to us. We all have free choice, and we're so big on free choice, you know. So a big example of that was probably a deterrent to a whole lot of sleeping around and fornication and having children out of wedlock was Deuteronomy 23:2. It says, no one of illegitimate birth shall enter the assembly of the Lord, none of his descendants, even to the tenth generation, shall they enter the assembly of the Lord. Now, can you imagine what would happen today if everybody that conceived a child out of wedlock not only did not go into the temple church anymore, but down 10 generations of their children didn't. They had to be outside. Whoa. So this was a serious motivation to keep your pants on and to obey God and not to be having sex outside of marriage. Now, you might think that is really, really harsh, but I want you to remember the sins of the fathers go down to the third and fourth generation. This goes down 10 generations, but the blessings were set up to go down like 1,000 generations. So God has really steeped this toward our benefit if we will just obey him. The Jews really understood this whole thing, that obeying God brings blessing into your life. Defying God brings curses on you, and often in the same area where you defy God. For instance, if you decide you can have illegitimate under-the-table business practices and you don't have to obey God, you don't have to be honest, you don't have to pay your taxes, you don't have to do any of that, then you're bringing a curse on your own finances. And you may wonder, you know, why you live the way you live. And some people seem to get away with it for a while, but believe me, trust me, guys, nobody gets away with anything forever. The Jews understood this. In Matthew 27:25, they were shouting, let his blood be on us and on our children. They understood what it meant, you know, that if Jesus Christ was God, that it would bring curses on their family to come against him. And I would submit to you that many people today have come against what God is doing, have come against the Holy Spirit, have attributed the works of the Holy Spirit to the devil, and not knowing it, they think they're just, you know, discerning truth from error. But we need to slow down sometimes and not be so quick to verbalize what we believe is of God and is of not. You know, if we haven't had, like, writing on the wall from God, why do I say that? Because you could be guilty of blasphemy of the Holy Ghost yourself. You could. Haven't you ever thought something wasn't of God and then later you found out it was? Well, be sure to go back and ask God serious forgiveness for blasphemy, attributing what the Holy Spirit is doing, calling it Satan. Also, the scripture talks to us about cursing and the wrong use of the tongue, and we have to be careful what we say. There's such a thing as word curses, and most of us have said jillions of those over ourselves and other people. You know, that you'll never do this, and we've called ourselves names, and we've limited the power of God in our lives, saying, I could never do that. And we just need to slow down and ask God to train our tongue, which he's quite willing to do, to always be in agreement with him. Another example of word curses is saying, oh, I can't start my day without my first cup of coffee, or, you know, I can never make more than so much a year, or I could never operate in that spiritual gift. We need to just quit limiting ourselves with our own tongue and say, I can do whatever the Holy Spirit wants me to do. Amen. And I began to trust my leadership that way, too. I believed that the leadership that I was under was who God had placed over me. And I began to believe that if they asked me to do it, and they're in the Spirit, and they're listening to the Holy Spirit, then that means the Holy Spirit wants to do it through me. Hallelujah. And I was able to take much bigger leaps of faith, believing that I could follow my leadership, be under their blessing as well. It's very important for us to bless other people. Do you realize that as you curse other people and their ministries by, you know, constantly criticizing, that you're bringing curses on yourself? One of the curses that comes with being critical, and I don't mean discerning, I don't mean objective, I mean just a critical spirit. One of the curses is that we become more blind to our own blind spots. So watch it. Watch it. You'll see that's true. The critical people have blind spots of their own, and they're so busy looking at splinter in other people's eyes, they don't see the beam in theirs. And so that's one of the curses of being critical, especially of people in ministry. We need to remember that God is the Father, and we are all the children. You know how it's irritating when a brother or sister starts acting like the parent? Very irritating. Well, God doesn't appreciate it either. The Holy Spirit is the convictor, not us. So the same thing applies with generational sins, which is almost any sin there is, basically. And we got a note on Facebook today saying, well, how do you know what are the generational sins and what aren't? In our list, we just make a very long list of all the sins, just all the sins. And we have our clients, because the people that come to us want thorough. They say, I don't want to, you know, go through ministry again, tell all my stuff again, and then leave things out. I'm not proud. I want to be humble. I want to confess every possible sin there is. And we have a long list. And instead of just having like a generational prayer that just, you know, says, if I've committed generational sins, or if my family has, you know, I renounce them right now. To me, that's not true repentance. We need to name them. We need to name the sins in our families. And then they ask, well, how do you know? Because you don't know four generations. You don't know your grandparents that well. You certainly don't know your great-grandparents, and that's why we have the list. We confess everything we can think of. It takes less than an hour, and we know that we know we've finished. We also ask forgiveness five ways, and that is something that is one of the reasons we see such fantastic success in our ministry. It's not because we're special, it's because we've learned to ask forgiveness five ways. We not only confess the sins of our ancestors, and let me clarify right here, it's not that we're repenting of the sins of our ancestors, because I can just hear somebody out there saying, but there's a verse that says we don't have to repent of the sins of our ancestors. This is true. The word confess is something different. The word confess means like, I confess that what my ancestors did was sin. And probably I did it too. But the word repent is different. I repent of my own sins because those are the choices I made. I don't have to repent of what anybody else on the planet does because I didn't make their choices. They made them. But I have the awesome opportunity to confess the sins of my ancestors as sin. Well, why do I want to bother with all this? It's because, just like Job went into the courtroom of heaven and he brought accusation against, Satan went into the courtroom of heaven against Job and brought accusation against Job. Satan keeps a record of wrongs on all of us. Now, we're taught not to keep a record of wrongs on each other. This is true. But Satan does keep a record of wrongs. And every sin, you can believe it, every sin that your ancestors have done and nobody ever confessed it as sin is still on Satan's books. I call it a file drawer. And so when I take people through Restoration Prayer Mystery, the first file drawer that we empty is this one, the sins of the ancestors. It's so easy to confess all of them and get into agreement with God and not have that on the books against us. And we ask forgiveness five ways. As we renounce those things, we ask forgiveness for ourselves or our ancestors for judging other people, for not forgiving people sooner. We ask forgiveness that our ancestors and we did ourselves. We ask forgiveness for being disappointed or blaming or doubting God along the way. And we ask forgiveness for any of us that didn't forgive ourselves, too. So that's five ways. And that right there, when I do seminars, I see pastors' eyes get huge when I explain asking forgiveness five ways. I didn't even include forgiving the other guy. Of course we do. But I see pastors' eyes get big because they think, now, I know all that needs to be done. Why haven't I been teaching this? So that's just one of the many ways that our ministry is more thorough and why we see such fantastic results. I had a phone call today of someone saying, you know, how amazed they are. They haven't even finished it yet. Their friends can already see a difference. Hallelujah. That's just how faithful God is. So why do we do all this? Do we have to? No, you don't have to. You can keep those generational patterns and curses going, and you don't even have to really try. It makes me sad, though, when I see, for instance, lying going down a family line. Well, let me give you some examples in a minute. I need to finish the verses first. In Galatians 3:13, it explains to us that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. So cursed is everyone, you know, that dies on a tree, and Jesus did. Jesus came and died and shed his blood so that he could take curses for you. And maybe curses isn't something that's actively taught at your church, but frankly, as long as it's taught in the Bible, we better have heads up and pay attention. So, the Bible is saying that Jesus came to redeem us, but just as when you prayed to receive Christ, you had to pray, right? I'm not a universalist. I don't believe that everybody is saved on the planet without praying and asking. I don't believe that everybody is forgiven without confessing sin and asking. And so this is confessing sin just like you would argue that you need to confess any other sin. It's not unique. It's the same. And again, we are agreeing with God that what our ancestors did was sin. And you have an inheritance, a spiritual inheritance in the spiritual realm. And it's either full of rocks and curses, or you can thank Jesus for dying for you and rising again to prove that you can do it. Leviticus 26:40 says, God requires that we confess our sin and the sins of our fathers, humble ourselves, receive his remedy. It says, if we confess not only our sins, but the sins of our ancestors. And the Jews completely understood this, that none of us are an island. We affect each other, that the blessings go down generations, so do the curses, and we need to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity to confess their sins as well. Like I said, it takes less than an hour, and you don't have to suffer with these patterns going down your family line no matter what you do. Some people are defiant and bring curses into their family line. Some people blaspheme God, dishonor his name. Other people defile the sanctuary. Some have children out of wedlock. There's all kinds of curses. Now, God talks about the results, and believe it or not, that includes things like, you know how some people seem to have this inordinate number of accidents? Other people have barrenness in their family for no known reason. Now, don't go out of here and say Carlotta said that everybody that has trouble with barrenness is cursed. Just meditate on the verses, see how God says it applies to you. Some people have too much, just incredibly lot of premature death in their family. Others have shortage. Others have disease or drought. They seem to always be in danger, or there's too much destruction, you know, far beyond the average ratio in their family. Some are destitute, fall into disgrace, fall into failure more than the average person, have more miscarriages, more poverty or debt. Where did I get this? These are God's categories of curses in the Bible. Other evidences are things like, I think it's in Deuteronomy 28, it talks about flooding and mildew, for instance. Now, again, not everybody that has mildew is under a curse. However, I was invited to a home to pray for someone who is at death's door to be healed, and I got 7 words of knowledge of things that were holding this healing back. Someone had said, curses over, and they said yes. I said, have you had a lot of flooding here? Yes. Have you had a lot of mildew here? Yes. I went down the list. I said, is somebody here a member of the Masonic Lodge? Yes. Boy, did they get mad about that one. But we need to repent of our sin, confess our ancestors' sin, come into full agreement with God so that we can live under the fountain of God's blessing and not have to worry about generational sins. Amen? It is so amazing. One of the stories that I love to tell is I minister to a lot of people that used to be in Satanism or witchcraft and help them get it out of them once they get out of it. And I was ministering to a woman that had not only been a witch, but had been, you know, had her own church and quite powerful in that area. And I'd love to tell you her story, but it's on Crosswalk Life. You can read it free from astrology and witchcraft. But she prayed, we have 8 prayers that we go through for Restoration Prayer Ministry. She had just gotten through this first one on generational sins and the resulting curses, and she got money in the mail like that day. And the note said, I'm so-and-so, you don't know me, but 7 months ago, God told me to send you money. I am so sorry. I ask your forgiveness, and I just got around to doing it. And she got it the day that we had broken the power of the curses from the generational sins. Now, does this make sense or what? We were jumping up and down. Now, I can't promise you that everybody that I lead to go through these prayers will have money arrive that day. That's not the point. I mean, we do it so that we can be in a greater alignment with God. But, hey, I'll take all the blessings I can get. Amen? So some examples are, sometimes you may not pick up on it right away unless you look beneath the surface. So before I finish this, and by the way, we're not going to pray over all the generational sins tonight because, for one thing, it'd take a whole program to do it. But we might be able to do something like that on a uvu.com mentoring call on Saturday afternoon. We might have a workshop on it if enough of you, you know, get together, you email me, and you say, well, we want to actually do it. You know, we don't want to just hear about it. But some examples of generational curses, for instance, say a child is lied to but doesn't know it. Say they're adopted and they believe it's a regular adoption. But maybe it's actually kind of a lie because they're the product of an affair. And one of the parents that appears to be an adoptive parent is actually one of the real parents. And so the whole story hasn't been told. How is that a generational sin? Well, first of all, you know, all around their conception and birth are all these lies because they're believing they came from parents somewhere else. And, but then that person turns out to be a habitual liar. See, It's going down the generations. And then that person's child gets in all kinds of troubles, constantly in deception and lying. See how that works? Even though nobody knew but the parents themselves that they had covered up the affair, no one knew that lying was going on. It still went down the generations just as God promised. Same things you've seen, you know, that with addiction. You know, it's not just a psychological thing that no matter how hard you try, you say you don't want to be an addict like your parents. For one thing, if you judge them with condemnation, that adds to the probability of you being like them because you've got that unconfessed sin. But if no one ever confessed the addictive parent's sin of addiction, then Satan can still go into the courtroom of heaven and say, I have a legal right to perpetuate this sin down the generational line. Maybe it's financial. Maybe the parents have received a partnership in an illegal business, or they're receiving money under the table, or they don't tithe, or they don't pay their taxes. They're violating God's principles on finances. And then they not only suffer from lack or financial curses, but then you see that their children do. And in one way, they might even make a lot of money for a while. But remember again, nobody really gets away with anything. Another example is philandering. You know, when the father is sneaking around with other women, for instance, we'll pick on men tonight, okay? Sneaking around, cheating on his wife, adultery. I remember a story of a fellow who called me, and he explained to me that not only he was a philanderer, but his father was, and his grandfather was. And I said, oh, it's generational then. He said, no, I don't believe in that stuff. And I'm thinking, you are it. You're demonstrating it. And I said, well, whatever you want to call it, it's going down the generations, right? And he said, right. And when I wanted to lead him to pray and confess that as sins, not only of himself and his ancestors, he said, again, I don't believe in that. He said, God forgives me just like he did David. And I said, I'm glad you brought that up, because David took a while to confess his own sins. And not only does God forgive us, though, it doesn't guarantee that there won't be any consequences, especially if you take a while and, you know, you let this thing grow and affect more people. And I reminded him of how the prophet came to David and said, you know, the sword will never leave your house. Your wives will lay with other men right out in the sunlight on your roof. You know, your own family. No, dear, I should have written this down ahead of time. Like his own son came against him in insurrection, and his baby from that affair died. David didn't get away with anything. Yes, he was totally forgiven, but that doesn't mean there's no consequences. So, it's best to confess as soon as possible. Another example, and then I'll begin to open the line, see if anyone's got a testimony, because I think some of you probably have a testimony of how praying and confessing your sin is worth it. Another example is, again, you can have a combination of generational sins. Say parents conceive a child out of wedlock, and they either abort that child or give it away, either one, but it's still conceived out of wedlock, and we already read how there is a generational curse that can go down 10 generations if you refuse to confess that. Well, say these parents don't even admit it. They don't even admit that they conceived this child and either gave it away or aborted it, and no one knows. Does that mean there won't be a generational curse? Nope. Nope. You watch, and you will see that if they never confess it as sin before God, their own children will then have a child out of wedlock. You watch. And they can train them. But if nobody confesses it as sin, see, Satan has legal right to torment a person and their children if they will not confess it as sin. And you may see that child having a child out of wedlock, and you might think, oh, well, we're done with that. No, if no one has still confessed that sin as sin, their child may have another child out of wedlock. So it is really, really very important to obey God. Are we in the Old Testament? Well, again, I'm not a dispensationalist. I believe God's the same today as yesterday. And what I know is that Jesus Christ came and died so that he could take all of our curses on the tree. And I think it would just be a crying shame and a waste not to confess sin, because I want to be totally, totally in line with God anyway. But Jesus died so that we could be free, so that our children can be free. He's done this so that he can bless us freely. Amen. Now, I'm sure some of you have some questions, but let me see. We've got some callers lined up here. I want to remind you that if you'd like to call in for prophetic ministry tonight, you can call 917-388-4683. That's 917-388-4683. And remember to push number 1 if you want to speak. And it will not unmute you. It just lets me know that you have either something to share or you'd like ministry. And also remember to turn the sound on your computer off while you are on the phone, or we'll get an echo. You know, if you've got the Blog Talk Radio page open, turn the sound off while you're on the phone. Thank you very much. Okay. I'm going to be finding my notes here. I'm going to open up the line and see who we've got here and if they would like to share something or receive ministry. Excuse me, area code 215, welcome to the program.
Hi, Carlotta. As you know, I had some ministry with you, and it was only 4 days, but I am ecstatic. I've told my friends, I think that 99% of my thinking, and I was going to say 99.9% of my thinking, was what you termed ungodly thinking, ungodly beliefs, and not
negative.
What God says. And I repented. Most of it was generational in the family line. And I repented of that. And I said, I don't want anything to do with any of that junk. I only want godly thinking. And God is working that in me. And I am thrilled, thrilled, thrilled. Because it was like a straitjacket of going nowhere fast. And I also found out that I really had a lot against God. And I didn't know it. And I repented of that. And I'm just thrilled at my closeness now to God is closer than, it's just so neat. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Would you like to receive ministry tonight as well?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. I don't have a clue what Father wants to say, but I haven't found anybody he doesn't want to talk to yet, so here it goes. Father, I just thank you for Elaine. I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for her. And I thank you for your wonder-working power, Lord. I just thank you that every negative thing, you're just redeeming it, turning it into positive. I thank you for faith, Lord. It's just awesome that we get to walk by faith, that we can have perfect confidence in you. And Elaine, I just see this picture of gravel and even rocks, and the Lord says the enemy's plan was to put rocks in your inheritance, in the fields that you inherited, and he worked hard to put all those rocks in there. But the Lord says, just as I came to take away every curse, to take the curse on myself, and you have prayed these prayers, the Lord says, I am taking those rocks out of your field. And the Lord says, you have an opportunity now to sow good things. The Lord says, it blesses my heart to welcome you back under my fountain of blessing. And so many have been under the fountain of blessing and have stepped out from under it. Then they've been mad at me. But the Lord says, you've repented, you've confessed, and it's my pleasure, my daughter, to have you under my fountain of blessing. And there have been so many things that you've claimed, you've declared, you've asked me for in the past, and then you would turn around and nix it with your own statements. And the Lord says, it's just my pleasure to bless you. The Lord says, I have new honor and respect coming your way that's beyond what you have even asked for. The Lord says, that your testimony is going to go far and wide, and while there will be some that are skeptical, not to worry, not to worry. The Lord says, I'm calling you to be my mouthpiece. The Lord says, I'm going to be giving you words of knowledge and wisdom. You're going to know things that you didn't know, and while you're very intelligent and you have an influence now, the Lord says, my desire is to expand that. I'm just seeing multicolor right now. The Lord says, I just am calling you into being a multifaceted woman, whereas in the past you've seen limits, you've seen caps on things, you've seen lids on things. Now I want you to see multicolor and multifaceted, because there are several areas of influence that I want to open up to you. The Lord says, I'm bringing mentoring your way, more than one, and you're going to be able to connect with people in new ways. And the more you speak in agreement with me, the better it's going to get. The Lord says, I'm just blessing you as you have laid your tongue on the altar. I'm taking it up and saying, be my voice. Be my voice. I'm going to be speaking to you in dreams and bringing clarity. Be sure to journal and to write these things down, because there's going to be symbols and dreams that are going to bring more and more clarity to the plans and purposes I have for you, because I love you, love you, love you, love you. You are forgiven. You are the blessed now. More than enough, not only is your cup filled to overflowing, but you're just going to be able to pour and pour and pour out into others like you've always wanted to, and the spring of living water in you will never run dry, not ever, ever, ever.
Thank you, Lord.
And I want to tell everyone tonight, just remind you, that within 30 minutes after the time this program is over, that, you know, you can download or you can listen to the program again. And if you receive ministry, just take note of what time it was so that you can find your part easily again. You can use that pause and play button. And it's a little bit tedious, but you can write it out word for word, because the tense, the prepositions, everything in a prophetic word is important. Everything's important. It's from the Lord, and you can keep that and war with it, we call it. You know, declare that too. One more thing for you to declare, Elaine.
What?
You're getting good at that?
Yes, I am.
Hallelujah. You're such a blessing to me. I just praise the Lord, I got to know you. But it ain't over yet, amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Okay, be blessed. Area code 937, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello, who have we here?
Hi, my name is Tina.
Tina, did you have a prayer request or...
Yes, I have a prayer request.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to your program and on generational curses tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been kind of dealing with that with my son. He has autism. He's 6 years old. And
okay, don't tell me too much. You can ask something, but don't tell me too much because I want to minister to you.
Okay, I'm sorry. But to make a long story short is that I just need prayer for him and to be delivered from it, as well as praying for me as well on direction, in my life.
Okay. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you for Tina. I thank you that you know the plans that you have for her. You know the roots of these things. You know the answers. We just put our trust in you, just incredible trust in you, God, knowing that you only have our best interest at heart, that you are Jehovah Rapha, and we don't need to settle for anything less. Lord says, just call on me as Jehovah Rapha, your healer, every day. Say, my son is being healed. Jehovah Rapha has all the healing power that there is, and just thank me. Thank me. Just as if, you know, if he were dying, you would constantly confess, my son will live and not die. Then you, in this case, you can confess, my son is 100%. He has creative miracles. He is a signpost and a billboard for the healing power of God. And just confess that. And the Lord says, I'm going to be showing you some roots to some things. And you've known the surface causes, but the Lord says, I'm going to be showing you the roots to some things for you to pray about. And as you ask forgiveness five ways, you're going to see that your praying becomes more thorough. You're going to see the results. And the Lord says, I am making the minister before I make the ministry. And yes, I am going to give you some direction and with more clarity. And you're going to know that you know when it comes. But the Lord says, right now, I'm going to take you through several tests this year, and you're going to see it. You're going to know they're very practical tests. They're about, you know, things that have to do with the direction you're going and how you manage things and choices that you make and finances and all these things. And you're going to know, here it is, this is one of these tests, and it's very important for me to obey God, even though it takes a lot of faith. Very important for me to obey God. And as you do that, and as your faith is strengthened, and as your confidence is in me is strengthened, then I'm going to give you the rest of the direction. But right now the direction is watch for these tests, prepare yourself, be in the Word, be in my presence every day, and it'll be my pleasure to promote you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Be sure to write that out so you don't miss the details. There's a few details in there.
Yeah, I was trying as you were speaking, I was trying to write things down.
Well, that's why we always, every time possible, we record prophetic ministry, because I don't know you. I don't know the relevance of it, and some of it you won't even know the relevance of it, but as you write it out and war with it, God will gradually reveal how it does pertain, because sometimes you can receive a prophetic word, and even the person receiving it doesn't know the relevance of it at first, but as you receive it as a word of the Lord, and you declare it, and, you know, I declared my prophetic words so many times, I got them memorized. I can tell you what they say. And then when it began to come to pass, I just said, thank you, Lord. I didn't make it happen. You did. Thank you, Lord.
I have one more. I want to ask you also to pray for a Jezebel spirit that was revealed to me, someone in my family, and it was revealed to me by God who they were in the spirit, and it's just, I won't say, it's kind of hard for me to collect it because I know they would try me again.
Okay, I have a response. Okay. I have a response. Can you write this down?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On my website on crosswalklife.com. Now, this is a secret, so y'all don't tell anybody. There is an article. If you get in that search box on the top of the homepage at crosswalklife.com, there's an article called Are You a Team Player? And you take this test, and it's got about 120 points to it, and you're given 20 for free, and it says if you still fail it, you've got problems. And that test is actually for a Jezebel spirit.
Okay.
It doesn't say so, because if any of us knew we were taking a test for Jezebel spirit, we'd be all defensive, you know. But if you look at all the points on that, it will show you how subtle this spirit operates to undermine it, and it comes against a lot of what God's doing, especially comes against people that can hear God's voice. And some of the nicest, seemingly leaders and most devoted Christians can still have a Jezebel spirit, because they just got to undermine the prophetic people. They just got to do it. It's like they'll probably be prophetic themselves, but they still got to undermine the prophetic people. And that's that spirit that just can't stand it, that somebody else can hear God in a way that's different from me. So anybody out there that suspects that, just look at that article, Are You a Team Player? I'm going to have to let you go, Tina, but that was an excellent question. I'm glad you brought that up.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much.
Be blessed. And you email me anytime, girl, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Hallelujah. I'm glad we have pertinent questions. Pertinent questions. I love people that are wanting to know what God says about things. And like I said, I've had to change my mind many times, because I was taught a lot that wasn't so, and I was so, you know, whatever I do it 100%. So I had to eat a lot of crow when I started saying, God, open my eyes, let me see what the scripture really says, and not just go by what I was taught. And oh my goodness, I found out that some of the things that I was teaching were not in line with scripture. Area code 410, welcome to the program.
Hi, Colada. This is Valerie. How are you?
Hello, Valerie. How are you?
I'm great.
What's God doing?
Oh, God is doing some awesome things in my life. I've gone through Restoration Prayer Ministry with you, and the Lord has really been bringing restoration to me. He's been bringing restoration to my marriage. He is bringing restoration to my relationships where I've seen that I've dishonored people in my lives and where I've judged them. The Lord has shown me basically where that was wrong, and He is just doing some awesome things.
Praise Jesus. It just keeps on going on, too, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's like if we can just get our eyes opened in the beginning, then we can see more and more and more, you know, just more and more. I am so glad God's doing all that.
Yes, I am, too.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for Valerie. I just thank you. Oh, my, Valerie, you have a high calling on your life. Oh, it's not that I don't know you at all. It's just that when I pause right now to say, Lord, what do you have for Valerie? I just see that it's so much better than you think. Mm-hmm. The devil and demons, they're just crying because you're getting free.
Yeah.
And you were a minister to ministers before, but you are getting so much more free. And
yeah,
they're just crying. They have put so much work, the Lord says, in for decades to keep Valerie from getting where I'm calling her to be.
Yeah.
The Lord said, it is such a pleasure to me to see you become an overcomer in all these new ways,
yeah,
to see you get to the place, and I'm just going to say it the way I'm hear it, where you can whip the devil's butt.
Yeah.
The Lord says, you are going to have fun doing it.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any more intimidation. Not anymore. Shut down anything else. The Lord says you're going to know how to love people far better than you were ever loved, and you're going to know how to defeat the enemy. Jesus said, I came to destroy the works of the devil, and I want that balance in your life too, that you're going to know how to release people in my love. and forgiveness and the unconditional love, perfect love that I have that drives out all their fears. But you're going to know how to destroy the works of the enemy in new ways, and you're good at it already. But the Lord says, I mean, I just feel I'm seeing something. I don't know what words to put on it that would be like God's. Okay, God, what is it? I don't know how to put it in words without using. Okay, it's the presence of God is just going to be. I don't want to say like force field. What is the right word? What are you saying, God? It's like the presence of God is going to be like this, felt several feet from you. Just stay in the presence of God. Just learn how to do it 24/7, not only the times alone with him, but all the time, because people are going to be blessed just being near you. Not worshiping you, not idolizing you, but they're going to have this insatiable hunger that rises up in them saying, I want to know God the way Valerie knows God. It's going to be worth it. I'm willing to repent of my sins. Tell me what I got to do. Because if it's possible to know God that way, where you can feel God just being near, I want it.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen. Yeah.
Go for it, girl.
Amen.
God bless you. He is. He is. These are such exciting times. I just can't hardly talk. It's wonderful. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Keep in touch.
I will.
Okay.
God bless.
God bless you. Whew. All right. Area code 850. Welcome to the program.
Hello. I'm Dot, and I had tried to contact you last week. I'm glad you're well tonight and able to be back.
And what was your name?
I'm Dot, D-O-T.
All right. Yes, I almost never get sick, but that virus finally, couldn't be because I work too much, that virus finally clobbered me last week. I just had to rest, and that's unusual. Okay, Dot, do you have a prayer request or anything?
Well, yes, ma'am. I really value the prophetic and what God speaks to me through his prophets, and I do have some concerns that my daughter is seeking employment, and I have a son that lives in New York City, and I have a real mama's heart that God's mentioned to me more times than one, but I just would like whatever God can give to you as guidance, especially right now for my daughter.
Okay. Well, it's going to be mostly about you. I can tell you that right now.
All righty. That's
fine.
The words
that I get are about the person asking. Thank you, Lord.
I'd love to have you speak to me as well.
Okay. Father, I thank you for Dot. I thank you for her whole family. And, Dot, I just hear the Lord saying that their faith will ultimately be where yours is. Not to worry. You can rest in that. It may not look like it right now in some of the choices that they're making. They've got to individuate, they think, and, you know, try some things their way. But ultimately, their faith will be where yours is. And the Lord says, I want a bigger spot in your life, a bigger spot. I want more time with you. I want you to get to the place where you have perfect confidence in me, that it's okay right now to say why or when, how, and to ask those things, because that's part of intimacy, that we can talk to each other and you can feel comfortable and you can get in my lap and say, God, what's going on? But the Lord says, my plan is to bring you to a place where you have perfect confidence in me, that you know that you're under the umbrella of my covering, that I'm your covering, that you know that I will never let them run off the palm of my hand. They may get close to the edge, but I will not let them run off the palm of my hand, that you will know that you know that you know that I am in control. And the Lord says, I want to give you some deeper revelations through the word. just deeper and deeper, and it's going to be changing some paradigms in your mind. There's going to be some mindsets that are going to change in your own life. And the Lord says, you don't have to, but I know that you're going to choose me, and you're going to choose, saying, Lord, renew my mind. Yes, renew my mind. And the Lord says that you're going to be able to share these insights with others, that I want to put a special teach and preach in you, that as you press into me, if you will ask me, say, Lord, give me a greater and greater compassion for people that I don't even know, just like Jesus had, just walking down the street past people he didn't even know. He didn't walk past them, he walked to them. And the Lord says, I want to give you a keen discernment so that you will know. You'll see past their behavior to their need. You'll see what I want you to pray as you loosen, bind, and get down to the roots of their issues. And the Lord says, just as you would want to do that for your own child, the Lord says, I want you to desire my compassion for the people and that I give you divine appointments with, that you can love them with that same quality of mother's love. And the Lord says, I will give you the discernment. As you stay in the Word, you'll find that as you're in the Word more, you'll find that I'll be giving you answers to questions that haven't been asked yet. And then as you go through that week, you'll see God's already given me the answer to that. I know what verse it is already. And the Lord says, I'm just calling you to partner with me in that way. In that way, that as you're in the Word, I'm going to give you a new ability with new power, new supernatural power to teach it, sometimes to preach it, but to allow that little two-edged sword of the Word and the knowledge that you have there, I'm going to combine it with Rhema words, my spoken word, to show you what it is that people need, the keys to their healing and freedom, and you're going to know what it is. Do you receive it?
Yes, ma'am, I surely do. Praise God. That is comforting to me and a confirmation as well, because I know that I am seeking the Lord more in His Word, and it brings such enjoyment to me. But also, as you were speaking about the teaching, I'm believing God's going to use that in a greater measure too, so that's good. Praise God.
Well, some people might think that's a generic word because everybody needs to be in the Word, but God knows that a whole lot of people just won't do it. They just will not put aside the time in the Word, but you will, Dot. You will, and the Lord wants to trust you with lots of insights, and know that they will be relevant even that week, that as you're in the Word and journaling and taking notes, take notes, because you're going to be able to find that verse again when you need it.
Yes, ma'am. That's something I've started doing recently that I had let go for a while, is the journaling. And, oh, it's such a wonderful thing to sit and be still and then listen as God talks to you and you write it down. That has proven to be a very great comfort to me.
Okay, I hope you'll email me, all of you. Email me at cwl@cwlinc.com. Once again, that's cwl@cwlinc.com. And please send praise reports that I can use. I can put it out on the web or on Facebook. You know, don't make it so personal that it's a secret. A testimony is only really useful if it can be given. So I just thank you. All of you have called, and we have some more callers on the line right now. I want to give our contact information before we go on, and so that all of you know how to find these resources and how to get in touch with us. Some of the things that can really benefit you is if you will go to nowfaith.tv and look under Schools Ministry Archives, and you'll see over 4 years of audios and videos. And I guarantee you that none of them are the same old, same old. You will get insights that you need for yourself and to minister to others. And it's all free now. Didn't used to be free. It's all free now. So please, please go there. And also on crosswalklife.com. That's our first site. We have over 150 articles. I think we've got about 300 altogether on both sites. But they, too, have so many insights. And if you'll use that search box there, you can put in it the area that you need insights on. It just might be there already. If it's not, please email me at cwl@cwlinc.com and say, you don't have an article on so-and-so. We'll see what we can do about it. Or maybe God will ask you to write it. How about that? Okay. Want more ministry callers? Area code 517. Welcome to the program. I'm sorry, 561. Put my glasses on. Area code 561.
Hi, my name is Kelly.
Kelly, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm calling from Florida, and I've never called in before. I haven't heard the program before, but someone recommended it to me, so here I am.
Okay, welcome.
And
do you have like a one-sentence prayer request? I don't want you to tell me much, but do you have like something?
Sure, I do. When I heard the topic tonight, I was just like smiling or something because I've been very aware that I've been dealing with some generational issues in my life, probably stuff before I was born, and for the last year or so, I would just love some prayer for spiritual strength to be able to overcome these things.
Thank you, Lord. I know that you're in line with that. Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Oh, Lord, I thank you for our sister Kelly. I thank you that she wants to be free. And we just thank you, Lord, that that was your plan, that Jesus came and died so that we could all be free to take the curses upon himself and that we can live just in a perpetual state of your blessings forever. And the Lord says, Kelly, you have opened your mind in an unusual way to my will and way and timing. And even though some others have said, oh, you don't need to be going there and doing that and, you know, all that God stuff, that you have opened up to me. And the Lord says, I'm going to help you because just as I harden Pharaoh's heart, the more he hardened it, the people that open their hearts to me and want me to expand it, I open it more and I help them to open it more. And the Lord says, I'm just going to answer your prayer every time when you say, Lord, I see a pattern in my life. You know, what's the root to it? I see a pattern in my life. Show me what's the key to freedom. I'll answer your prayer every time. Every time. I'm going to be showing you keys that are just right there in the Word, but most people don't see it. And you're going to, part of your ministry is going to be to show them verses that they already know, and then I'm going to illuminate the Word as you break it open with that. It'll be like fresh bread to them. And the Lord says, you know, maybe they've judged and dishonored people, and they don't realize that they're reaping that now, and it's coming back on them. And the Lord says, as you say, open my eyes, Lord, to show me the keys, and you expand your heart, and you allow me to open your eyes and your heart, you're going to see that you have a discernment that just grows and grows and grows for other people. The Lord says, I am giving you the keys to the kingdom, and I have given them to you, and you're going to have a new power in your tongue to loose them from the things that are not me and to bind them to the things that are. And for those that have are constantly saying word curses and negative things over themselves, putting a cap on, a lid on what I'm doing, you're going to be able to hear that, whereas before it may have sounded normal to you. You're going to be able to hear that. You're going to be able to help people to know how to confess that and to ask forgiveness five ways and to be able to go on speaking their own future into existence, but it'll be in line with my will, way, and timing. And the Lord says, everyone speaks their own future into existence, but I'm giving you a keen discernment that you'll be able to hear if people are, you know, making an inner vow, like to do it in their own strength. You know, I'll never do that, I'll always do this. And mm-hmm. you're going to be able to help them to discern, are you really following the lead of the Holy Spirit, or is this a soulish thing where you're saying what you're going to do? And even though those things may sound small at first, they add up. And the Lord says, I just want to speak through your lips, if you'll let me, in the most practical ways to help people get freer and freer. And I'm hearing an exhortation. Kelly, on our website at crosswalklife.com, on the left column down in the parts that are about prayer and restoration, there's a prayer called the Crosswalk Prayer. And if mm-hmm. you would just look that up, you're going to use, at first it may seem like, gosh, this thing's a whole page long, I don't know, you know. But if you'll also listen to the video on it on Now Faith TV and the Ministry Training School, there's a whole video on it. You're going to be able to help people break the negative, destructive patterns in their lives. But you're going to have to press into it. It's a lot of insight. But the Lord says, I'll give it to you if you'll press into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Stay in touch.
I'd love to help you with that if I can help you.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll probably be in touch to get some restoration ministry down the road here. I'm working on it.
And before the year's over, I think I'm going to be down there in your area code. Okay, so stay in touch.
Really? Okay.
Yeah I've already been down there twice. Already been down there twice in the last year.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate how, to me, your voice is so calming, and that really helps me out. It meant a lot to me. It just calmed me down.
Well, that's healing to me, because somebody criticized me for having a monotone voice, and so now you've brought healing instead.
Wow, well, amen, because it just meant the whole time out you were talking on the show, I'm like, thank you, God, her voice is so calming.
Yeah, I think it's a supernatural thing, because I really don't think my voice is anything special. I think it's just the Spirit of God all over you. Amen?
Praise God. Amen.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Jesus, you are just so good. It's just amazing how you work through phones, media, Skype, Uvu. And, you know, it took some courage for me at first to start ministering to like this when I couldn't even see the person. I don't even know if you're a man or a woman when we started, you know. But the Spirit of God knows no limits, amen. There's no limits. There's no limit of time or space or geography or anything. And we thank you, Lord, that you're faithful, 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 no matter how you have us reach out. Oh, man. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Area code 732. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name, please?
Yes, my name is Shirley.
Shirley.
And I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay.
And I'm listening to your show, and I'm calling for a prayer and, you know, what the Lord sees for me in this year and my husband.
Okay. All right. Well, Shirley, we welcome you. And
thank you.
What the Lord says, Shirley, I know what he means by this, and I think he will too. He says, you've just been one of my little favorites. Of course, everybody is.
That's right,
but I still love to hear him say it, don't you?
Yes.
Shirley, you were just one of my little favorites. I just see you playing, you know, with your dolls, and you're playing in the sand. And the Lord says that I just love it, that when you have a childlike spirit, not childish, you know, but childlike spirit.
Right.
The Lord says, I'm just calling you to spend more and more and more time in my lap. More time in my lap. Because the Lord says, I can accomplish so much when you're in my lap. And there have been many things, you know, that you need to do and that you can see need to be done. And that's true. And the Lord says, I do want to accomplish a lot through you. The Lord says, I'm calling you to spend more lap time, and I want to show you in supernatural ways how I will answer your prayers, how I will expand, how I will promote, and just fulfill my promises to you while you're just doing lap time.
That's very good.
Because I want you, your life, to be built on a foundation of ministering to me first of all.
Oh, good.
Ministering to me first of all. And as you do that, I hear him saying, this will work for you too, Carlotta. But as you do that, I'm going to show you how in my power and my presence and my anointing, how you accomplish more than by what you can do. Amen?
Yes, amen. Thank God.
Amen. I don't think there's a whole lot more to it. I think that's the point. That's the point.
Okay, that's very good. That's excellent. Yes, and I thank you very much.
I hope you'll let me know what all it is that he does do while you're in the laptop, in lap time.
That's right.
I'd like to get away from the laptop into the lap time. I think that's why I said that.
That's right. That's excellent.
Okay.
Yes, and you're right. I do think, you know, I'm a pleasant type of person, and I don't let the world wear me down, you know.
All right.
So you're right, yes. Thank God.
Will you pray for me that I will spend more lap time and less laptop?
Yes, we'll pray for each other. That's right. I'll do that.
Thank you.
And may God really bless you, you know. You've
he
been
is.
A comfort to a lot of people.
He is. He is. This year is going to be so, so amazing. Amen?
Yes, thank God.
Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Okay. We have time for several more callers, and right now we only have two more in the queue. So any of you, well, we have a lot of callers, but only two more have pushed that number one saying that they want to be called upon. So if you would like to receive ministry tonight, be sure to push that number one so that I know that you're waiting. Okay, area code 918, welcome to the program.
Hi, Carlotta. This is LaDietra. How are you doing?
LaDietra.
Yes, ma'am.
I am much better. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Do you have a testimony tonight?
I'm calling for prayer tonight. Just prayer. I've been I'm kind of in that transition thing, and I just need strength, a prayer for strength, and I just, whatever the Lord, you know, wants to reveal to me.
Okay. LaDietra, the enemy decided to stoke it up and turn up the heat coming against you. Did you know that?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
I don't like to prophesy things like that too much, but I guess it's good.
Yes.
It's good to know that God noticed, you know.
Thank you, Lord.
But he will not win. He will not win. The Lord says that you are my precious servant, and he can stoke it up if he wants to, but you are being trained to be an overcomer. And you're my mighty warrior. And when you agree with me, my words do not fall to the ground. The gates of hell will not prevail against you. That doesn't mean the gates of hell have legs and they're chasing you down. That means when you speak what I'm saying, it's a done deal. The hell cannot stand up under the powerful force of you speaking my word. And the Lord says, I'm giving you more and more revelation to understand the power that is in your words. And that's why I'm letting the enemy come against you in some ways, and even with putting his words in people's mouths. And when people come against you, I'll deal with them. But your part is is to keep speaking my truth and my love or my assertiveness or whatever I tell you, but to keep so in line with me speaking, being my voice, that the pain and worry and the troubled feelings that come now when people run their mouth off against the servant of God is going to get less and less and less, because you're going to know the power that you have to speak my will and way and timing and to establish my kingdom on earth. And you're going to know that my Heavenly Father is taking care of them. He's opening their eyes. He's giving them whatever they need, you know, the healing or the freedom or whatever they need so that they can, you know, discern the situation more rightly. But the Lord says, I'm being faithful to you now. I'm being faithful to you that even though the heat has been turned up, it's tempering you like a railroad tie is dipped into hot and then cold and hot and cold, and then it doesn't crack. During sudden temperature changes, it doesn't crack. And you won't crack because you're going to be way stronger than you think. Way stronger. Just stay in my training school. Trust me. Choose to trust me no matter what. Don't worry about what people say. Focus on saying what I say. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
You wanted a more cheerful word, right?
Well, I know he's listening to me. I know that.
Well, you've got somebody else that's watching you. And that little guy is, he's going to learn what you learn. He's going to pass you up and be a fantastic warrior. But you're going to be modeling for him. This is how warriors talk. We don't worry about this little, you know, stuff that people are saying. We just keep saying what the Lord of hosts says.
Yes.
You're going to make it.
I am. Praise God, I'm going to do it. I am going to make it.
You will.
Yeah. That heat's been turned up a little bit, yes.
But this is just a test. It's just a test.
Yes.
It's God that rolls out the red carpet for you, and don't you forget it.
Amen.
People don't take it away, and they don't put it out. It's God.
Amen.
I don't know what's going on. I don't have any natural knowledge of this, but I know that he's the one that promotes. He's got it all in control.
Praise God.
Okay, dear. Let me know what's going on. All righty. Be blessed.
I surely will. Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night. I don't have any natural knowledge of that. She has called in before. I have talked to her before. But what's going on right now, I don't know. But I know our God is faithful. And if he allows a trial, he says, rejoice in it. Because it is working all kinds of good strengths in you. And I know that I know the people that have come against me the hardest, and there haven't been that many, thank goodness, but one especially, you know, I mean, when people are trying to kill you, you know, that's pretty big. But because I went through that, I'm the tough old bird that I am today. I hate to have to thank them for it, but they're the ones that put me through it, and I learned to trust God, man. Area code 727, welcome to the program.
Hi, my name is Jan, and I'm calling from Florida.
All right, more people from Florida.
Yeah.
Do you have like a one-sentence prayer request or anything?
Well, I just wanted to thank you for the teaching tonight. I have ministered in deliverance, but it's good insight, so I'm going to go back over it. But I'm going through a transition. I need direction, financial miracles, and just some personal answers or insight.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. You're good for all of them, aren't you?
Amen.
I keep hearing the word deeper, deeper, deeper. And I think the first direction, well, what I hear the Lord saying, Jan, is the first direction I'm taking you is deeper. Because even as you've already had a witness to it tonight, the Lord says, there are many people in these last days that regular deliverance doesn't seem to work on. It doesn't seem to last, does it? And it's because there has to be deeper ministry. And yet there are some people that are just, you know, they're all delivered 24 hours and they're fine. But the Lord says, I would like to take you deeper and deeper and deeper and to show you the strategies of the enemy. Excuse me. There'll be some people that I'll say, just stop and take a history. There'll be some people where you'll get all of it in words of knowledge and words of wisdom. But the Lord says, I want to take you deeper because there'll be certain people, and you'll know which ones I point out to you, the Lord says, that they are going to be people that I want them to walk in understanding. I could deliver them overnight, but in these cases I won't. I want them to walk in understanding. I want them to be able to train people up and make disciples of people that understand my ways, that understand my principles, that understand cause and effect, that understand not just surface issues, but root causes. People that understand and have a wisdom about them that can discern just all, it's just unlimited. And the Lord says, I want to take you deeper so that I can expand your sphere of influence so that you will be ministering to people that I'm calling to have greater understanding, and eventually there'll be fathers and mothers in the faith. And it doesn't look like it right now, and they look like the most unlikely. But the thing is, if I had just delivered them overnight, then they wouldn't have the understanding, and they might be impatient with other people when it doesn't happen that way. But the Lord says, I'm just wanting to give you a new gift in the area of understanding that's beyond what most of the people that you know have, but it's going to be humbling because you're going to say, oh my, how did I ever get this far without having this? But the Lord says, I'm bringing new opportunities for you to be trained in these areas and to expand.
Wow. Praise God. That's pretty much how he's done things with me, going through the experience.
Going through it?
Yeah. Well, that's how he's trained me, so he's going to do that further.
Yeah, that's part of what understanding is. A lot of us learned it the hard way, and so we don't just have pat answers anymore.
No. And I also need prayer for finances and a personal situation that I just need clarity on.
Well, Father, I just thank you that you're the God of more than enough. I hear the Lord saying that it's the issue from his end, my end, the Lord says, is not finances. The finances will come at just the right time for just the right things. That I'm going to give you more and more insight into the desires of my heart, and you'll know when it's exactly my will and way and timing. But know that the issue isn't really the finances. That just looks like it's the issue. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know that may not have cleared it up, but God will. He will.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
I hope you'll look around on Crosswalk Life and on Now Faith TV, because there's a lot of insights there about why, you know, things that need to be ministered to before deliverance works and lasts, okay?
Amen. Thank you. I'll do that.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have time for a couple of, well, several more, actually. Oh, good. Some people did light up the board here. So now I've got to speed up. All right. Area code 910, welcome to the program.
Hi, this is Shirley from the Carolinas.
Did I just speak to you, Shirley?
No. Spoke with Shirley in New Jersey.
Oh, guess you would notice that. Okay, do you have just a real quick, like one sentence prayer request?
Yes, for ministry and family and marriage.
Oh, is that all? All right, let's just have God work in every area of our lives. I like that. Okay. Father, I just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my, I just see acres and acres and acres, Shirley. Oh, just keep sowing. Just keep sowing. The Lord says, I am, yes, I am. I am multiplying the seed that you've sown. I am multiplying it. I'm tending it. I'm raining on it. I'm having people fertilize it. Others are watering. The Lord says, you will have a great harvest. Just keep sowing. There's just acres and acres. I've guaranteed you that you will reap far more than you sow. And the Lord says, I'm bringing some new avenues of ways that you sow. Don't think in the same modalities, the same type of mission for this year. You have a vision. That's good. I've given you this vision. But I'm expanding the mission. There'll be new ways that you sow. And I'm giving you a new creativity. And there's some outreach that's, I think I'm hearing him say, in media in new ways and new connections. And I am multiplying it far more than you know. It's like you sow one seed and there's 300. And I don't let you know all that. If people were patting you on the back all the time, you know, it would you'd go into pride and have to start over. But the Lord says, believe it. Believe it. Keep sowing. Keep thinking long term, because there is a multiplication to it. The Lord says, I've called you to make disciples. And as you take the time, and I'm highlighting certain people even now that you'll put more time into, because they will also be faithful to make disciples. But I've called you to be a reproducer of reproducers. And I'm giving you a different type of thinking than so many people have, because they think addition. But I'm tonight I'm saying over and over multiplication. And I'm making you multifaceted, that you thought you've had a lot of irons in the fire before, but that is even increasing now, and I'm bringing you help. I'm bringing you help, and some will help you for a season and then go on to back to their own area and their own ministry. But the Lord says, I'm bringing you help, and in due time, you'll have more help who will stay with you. And they're called to stay with you, and you'll know it. Thank you, Lord. Can you relate to that?
Absolutely. That is just profound. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Amen.
And family and marriage.
I think that's all for right now. Just keep on, just letting me flow through you, and I will take care of the other.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'd like to get to know you. Hope you can call me sometime, email.
I will.
Our phone number is 724.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number is 724-206-0530. 724-206-0530. And I get so many calls, was getting them all hours of the day, and I was just getting so exhausted, and I've cut my hours back to 10 hours a day, and so my hours are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
But you can email anytime.
Wonderful.
Okay, be blessed. I would love to hear from you.
I'll be in touch. Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
God bless you.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless you. And I know he will, because Father just loves us all so much, and his intention is always to bless. He hates it when we get into sin and don't confess it, and then it starts limiting him on what he can do for us. And so it is a wonderful thing. If you think that you've got generational sins, just make a I'm sure you do. Just make a list of everything you can think of. Get on our website and look under Restoration Prayer Ministry. Learn how to ask forgiveness 5 ways. And get rid of those things so that it won't limit you. Area code 917, welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening.
And your name?
My name is Desiree, and I'm just want you to stand in agreement with me concerning what do I do concerning what's going on in my choir. Just want to know what the Holy Spirit is saying concerning this situation.
Have you called in before?
Yes, I have called in before.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see if the Lord wants to add anything.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord says this is a time, just like the sword of the Spirit, you know, divides asunder between thoughts and intents of the heart.
Amen.
The Lord says, as I prepare people for the harvest, some for new leadership opportunities, others, the key word is preparation.
Amen.
Prepare, prepare, prepare. The Lord says, don't be surprised when you see that little two-edged sword dividing between the thoughts in the intents of people's hearts, between their soul and spirit. And many times people are operating out of their souls, and I'm going to call you to discern that and to discern how to help them operate out of the spirit instead. And you'll be helping them command their spirit man to rise up and be over the mind, will, and emotions and body. Rise up, spirit man. Command your soul and body also to bow down to their spirit that is one with my Holy Spirit. Because you are called to be a spiritual creature, and you will be imparting new identity to them, saying you're called to be a spiritual creature, not living out of your mind, will, and emotions, or your 5 senses, or your body. You're called to be a spiritual creature. And as you get that across and keep speaking life, that you were not designed to be a body forever, to listen to your mind, will, and emotions, but your spirit will last forever and ever. And it is most important that you spend your time, money, energy, nutrition, everything on your spirit.
Amen.
You can raise them up to a new level.
Amen.
They need that true identity that I was created to be a spiritual creature. And it's my spiritual creature that's going to live forever and ever and ever.
Amen.
Right?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Be blessed.
Be blessed. Let me know how that works out.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right. Oh, we just praise you, Jesus. We just praise you for all that you're doing in our lives and the keys that you give us, the understanding, spirit of wisdom and counsel, the power and might and fear of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Area code 989, welcome to the program.
Hi, this is Lillian. I've called before.
Mm-hmm. How do you say your name?
Lillian.
Lillian, oh yes. All right.
I just need some help. I've been getting oppressed and attacked in my mind, and I just need to know why. And I just need some help.
Attacks on your mind?
Yeah. I feel like I'm being oppressed.
Okay. How's it going with the exhortations that I gave you before, Lillian?
I wasn't doing really anything. I was just being lazy about it. But for the last couple of weeks, I've been trying to get back like I should be.
Okay.
But this wasn't happening back then.
Okay. Well, the Lord says, I know what's coming, and I'm giving you exhortation so that you'll be prepared. And it's not, I'm not being tricky, the Lord says, that I want you to build a firm foundation on the, you know, a firm foundation on the things that I have stressed to you before. I'm calling you into my presence to rise up earlier, spend more time with me, and this is not a generic word. This is for you to do that journaling, to spend time, even one song, in worship to me. You're going to find that the Word of God, speaking truth, spending time in worship, spending time praising me, if you'll do these things every day, then you'll begin to have a victory, because I'm not only stirred up by your praise, but I am giving you insights during that time. So don't focus so much on what the enemy's doing. Focus on me. Do what I'm exhorting you to do, and then you will be strong. Okay?
Okay.
You just got to do it. That's all. It's a lifestyle. He's focusing on a foundation of the lifestyle and the presence of God that always wins. And please join now faith.tv. It's free. Click on schools. Start going to the ministry archives and get those insights. They are there. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. I want everyone to go to nowfaith.tv, begin to get the deeper insights that you're going to need this year. You don't get, you know, you can't fulfill all the promises that God has given you in all your calling without these deeper insights. You really need them. Okay?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Area code 917. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, area code 917.
Hi, my name is Sarah.
I can't hear you.
Hi, my name is Sarah.
Sarah?
Yes.
Okay.
And I just wanted to receive just, you know, prayer, just in general, whatever, and whatever the Lord speaks, that would be great too.
I can't understand. I don't know why it's so garbled, but we'll just see what the Lord says.
Just prayer and whatever the Lord has in store. You know, just a word would be great too.
Oh, okay. All of a sudden, it's clear now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you were on speaker, so I have to undo it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, quality of tone is a little bit hard digital to digital, but we've got it now. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just see, not literally, but symbolically, different kinds of babies around you. Don't panic, whatever. Not in the natural. But I just see it's like reproduction in the spirit. The Lord says that, Sarah, it's important what you choose to do and say. It's important that you press into me because I have a calling on your life, and I'm calling you to help raise up young believers of all different ages. And it's important that you walk in my anointing, because as I put this mantle on you, I'm going to be trusting you with my children of all different ages. And it's like there's I know it's symbolic because there's like baby humans, baby animals, baby all kinds of things around you, like on a picnic blanket. But the Lord says, I'm bringing you, I'm wanting to trust you with people of all different kinds, different stages of growth, different needs. And it's important that you press in and prepare. This is a real season of preparation for you, and it's very important that you prepare like you would for an exam, for a new job, for a transfer to a new place, that you would just prepare and be ready, because nothing will be wasted. Nothing will be wasted as I connect you with other people who will help you to know how to minister in new ways, then you will know more and be very versatile, just very versatile. Even study practical things like personality styles and things like that. Refresh yourself on those things, because the Lord says, I am calling you to be multifaceted, to be able to minister to all different types of people at different stages of spiritual growth.
Amen.
Are you there?
Amen.
Amen? What do you do now?
I'm a teacher, and I do children's ministry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Little ones. Okay.
Yeah.
Humans?
Yeah, so I was like, that makes sense.
Well, apparently that's confirmation, but I didn't know you're a teacher, and I didn't know you taught children.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the right track, apparently, and God's saying that I want to give you lots and lots of insights on that. I really pictured you like becoming a specialist in spiritual growth. And you might think, oh, they've got that already, but so many of the children's books and all now, I mean, they have Bible stories and they have things, but it's not on nearly the depths that the Lord wants to minister through you.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be more like a supernatural, spiritual kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. And children will have great faith if adults don't teach them to doubt and worry. And so when you can teach children to minister in the Spirit, to find their solutions and their answers in the Spirit, you know, if there's no adult to teach them fear, then they can accomplish so much. I mean, children can pray for miracles and see them right away because they don't know to doubt it. Some don't. But they need someone. And God says, as you press in, that I'm calling you to be that person that can really, really teach children or young people of all ages how to operate in the Spirit.
Mm.
We've got lots about that on nowfaith.tv if you want to look into those videos. And we've even got a youth section there with articles written only by youth.
Take a look at that.
Yeah, but if you go to the youth button, you'll get to those. If you click on school and then ministry archives, you can, get to the videos that will help you be that multifaceted person that can minister to all these different stages of growth.
Okay.
Be blessed.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, I only have a few minutes left, so I'm going to have to do like 3 1-minute ones or something. Area code 979, welcome to the program.
God bless you.
God bless you. Who is this?
This is Jose.
Jose?
Yes, I'm a minister of the gospel.
Okay, don't tell me too much. Did you have just a one-sentence prayer request?
That's it. I just wanted to say that with the Lord. See what the Lord is saying.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you for Jose. Is that your real name, Jose?
Yes.
Okay. I thank you for Jose. I thank you for all you're doing through his life. And the Lord says, your destination is far greater than you think, and for that, I would like to connect you with a primary mentor, a couple of mentors, actually, and that will really help you to grow quickly, and if you're willing to be honed a little bit, if you're willing to make some adjustments, if you're willing to hear from them, the Lord says, that's my key for you tonight. I want to connect you, and as you... In a way you'll be honored. You'll see that mentoring relationship is mostly driven by you, though. They won't chase you down. You know, you're going to have to be available to them like Elisha was to Elijah. But the Lord says, I have a mentor for you that's going to help you reach the higher calling that I have for you.
Wow.
Okay.
That is so awesome.
It is?
That is so awesome because I'm an apostle. I operate in the office of an apostle. I doubted my call for many years. I also operate in the office of a prophet. But I've never, I only had one mentor in my life, and he had a stroke. He was the only man that ever spoken to my life. And I live in a city where I struggle. I'm almost isolated.
Oh.
I started Revival Friday in another city. I'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Revival. But you're just so on point, you know.
Okay. Well, be blessed. I think everybody deserves to have a mentor, actually. And if there's anything I can do for you, check it out. Check out nowfaith.tv. See if there's some areas where I can help. I'll be glad to contribute. So be blessed.
Who is his mentor?
I'm Carlotta Waldman, and I don't know who the primary mentor will be.
Okay, so I just go where?
Well, you can go to my website on nowfaith.tv and click on schools and then the ministry archives, and you'll see over 4 years of videos and audios on how to minister more effectively. So anything there that I can be of help with, I'll be glad to. But I believe God is going to make you aware of a very special mentor, but I'm sure you'll have to approach them. Mentoring relationships, you know, you usually have to make yourself available to them, be where they are. Okay?
Nowfaith.tv.com, okay.
No, not .com, just .tv. Nowfaith.tv.
Okay.
Okay, be blessed. Let me know how I can help.
All right,
bye-bye. Okay, we got to try to finish up here pretty quick. Area code 901, welcome to the program.
Hi, this is Lanice.
Lanice?
Yes.
Do you have a quick one-sentence prayer request?
I would like a message from God to give me some idea of what's going on now.
What's going on now? That's how I am, Lanice. You can tell me all my gifts and calling and where I'm going, but how do I get from here to tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, me. Oh, this may sound like the same. But the Lord says it's in my arms. In my arms, Lanice, that I will make the burden easy and the yoke light, and I am wanting you to press your head on my chest and listen to my heartbeat, because I have heard them, I've seen the things, I've seen the situations. The Lord says it's all coming to bear, but sometimes I have let you be in a fix because I'm turning your eyes upon Jesus in greater ways. It's a good thing, and it hasn't felt like a good thing. It didn't look like a good thing, but the Lord says everything is under control. And as you say, Lord, I choose to focus on you no matter what. No matter what, I'll bring clarity. I'll bring certainty. I'll bring a new confidence and a new strength. But there's some areas that I want to tweak, and I'm going to make you more aware of what those are. And you'll say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Say, because where you're going, it will matter. It will really matter if you're perfectly aligned with me. And that's going to be easier than you think, but there's some areas that I need to tweak, and as you spend time with me, I'll show you them quickly. I'll show you what they are. And then there'll be that harmony that you've been looking for.
Amazing.
Oh, me.
Wow.
He will. He'll show you.
It's in his arms.
Mm-hmm. In his arms. That's where you start.
Thank
I don't know what that means, and I'm sure he wouldn't have me say it on the air, so he'll tell you.
Yeah, that was profound, I tell you. Right to the point.
Okay. Okay, be blessed. It's that easy. It's just sometimes we think we've got everything to do but spend time in his arms, and that's really where all the answers are. Be blessed and have a good night.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, I hope that you have heard the teaching. If you didn't, go back and hear it, because one of the biggest favors you can ever do for yourself is to take it seriously when the Bible says that Jesus came to take every curse upon himself and to confess the sins of the ancestors and your own sins. If you look up on my website on crosswalklife.com and look under the top right, look up to the top right where it says, you know, there's eight icons around that globe, and it says Restoration Prayer Ministry. If you'll just click on that little life preserver, it will be a life preserver for you. Because when you learn how to ask forgiveness five ways, it's just saying, oops, I shouldn't have done that. Lord, I'm sorry, I judged all those people. If you will make a list of your sins and ask forgiveness five ways, you'll get a freedom that you haven't imagined, because it's not really that much of a mystery. Some people say I'm into New Age, and I am not at all. I'm into repentance, because what I have found out is that God wants to bless us. He wants to reveal his heart. He wants us to know his ways. And, you know, he wants us to have that Issachar anointing, that we know the times and seasons. We're not walking in confusion and lost and in the fog. But what we need to do is take seriously. Another way you can do it is you can look on the left site menu on crosswalklife.com and go down till you get to the restoration prayer section, and you'll see a link that says crosswalk prayers. And when you go there, you're going to see one that you can walk yourself through. And it says, Lord, I've got a pattern in my life. What's up with this? You know, I don't like it. I don't know how to get rid of it. And then you can ask yourself the questions on that prayer. And what it's about is that you can ask yourself those questions. You can allow God to show you the spiritual roots. Allow God to show you what you need to ask forgiveness for. And then it's all written out right there in the crosswalk prayer, how to ask forgiveness five ways. Oh, I think we have another caller. Maybe we have time. Just real quick here. Area code 352, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing? This is Prophet Jacqueline, calling from Florida.
From Florida. Have we ever talked before?
Only on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have like a real quick? Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just calling to say thank you for the prophetic confirmation I received tonight online concerning Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. It says, for I say the Lord will be to her wall of fire around about, and I will be the glory in the midst of her. And that word was given to me this weekend during my study. And it was confirmed again tonight while I was online listening to your radio station. Yes, ma'am.
God's working in ways I'm not even aware of.
Yeah, it was confirmed. I just wanted to say thank you. I enjoyed listening to you.
And one of the ways that I encourage all our friends on Facebook and all to spread the gospel is just by clicking the button share. Just click it,
yes.
You know.
You're all over
so
my page
easy.
Right now.
Pardon me?
You are all over my page right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I enjoy reading the posts. You know, anybody that's not on Facebook, you may not understand us, but there's so many encouraging things on Facebook that you can just, you know, lose an hour or two of time real fast and have to watch myself. But I thank everyone that posts there, because this is a day to learn to encourage each other. I'm in kind of a place where it's not natural to compliment people where I live, and they've even accused me of flattering people. They said, we just don't compliment people up here. And I said, well, I just can't help it because I'm a fivefold minister, and that's what we do is equip and build up people, you know. And I just thank, the Lord says, I just thank you, Jacqueline, for the way that you build people up, because everybody is more fragile than you think. Everybody but me, God says. Everybody's more fragile than you think. And so don't hold back. Don't hold back. Everybody needs building up. They need more confirmations. They need more encouragement, because this is a day when we're going to hang together this year. We're going to have to know how to have bonds, how to have relationships. And as you build people up, not build their ego, but confirm, help them stir up their spiritual gifts, you know, help them to believe the vision that I'm giving them. As you confirm the very mission that I am asking them to do, then they will know. They will know. So just keep being my voice. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Keep sowing those positive seeds.
Amen. To God be the glory. That's encouraging words for me.
Amen. Well, I think that's it for tonight, gang. I so appreciate everyone calling. It is such a blessing to me. I love to hear God talk. That's just my thing. I like to be his voice because I get to hear even more of it. I love to hear how God talks to people because our Father is so much nicer than we think. Hallelujah. Just so much nicer than we think. Now, I'd like to end by practicing what we've been talking about. Let's just practice it. Let's turn our eyes upon Jesus. I'd like you to expect God to talk directly to you. He can talk to all of us at once. And please join us next week and invite someone for more Crosswalk Talk. There are so many people out there, they may be skeptical, but what they want to know is, does my Father know me? And will he speak to me? Amen. And join us Saturday for UVU, our mentoring meeting on UVU. Join us on Facebook. Thank you.
turn our eyes upon you, Lord. You've already been here in such a beautiful way tonight. And I would ask, Lord, that you would cause all of our hearts to be one heart, all of these voices here tonight, to be one voice of praise and worship. We've come just to honor you. And I know that your healing is going to flow as we worship you. Bodies are going to be touched. Minds are going to be restored.